RadioSt.Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and I want to start off today by thanking everyone for tuning in. This is the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs and bringing you guests that reflect the outstanding businesses, big and small, who make up this wonderful community. I want personally that CEO who's tired of paying too much taxes in a non-business friendly state to include St. Pete and Tampa Bay in the potential destinations of choice. I believe if that CEO visits here, or if that family who's looking to relocate visits here too, I think you'd be very surprised what you'll find. If you want a warmer climate where housing is reasonably priced, there's no individual state income tax, and the overall cost of living is low, this is a perfect place to be. You know, as part of any decision to relocate, especially from a big city environment, there are many factors that go into making that decision. Wherever you relocate to, it should have things like good schools, affordable housing, and jobs available to make it a good choice. But more and more, the arts play an important part in one's decision to relocate or not. So if you're coming from cities like Boston, New York, where the arts are a part of everyone's culture, you should know what a fantastic arts and entertainment community we have here in St. Pete. My guests today, John Collins and Richard Wood, are here to give us some insight into the arts community and let us in on all the great work they're doing. John Collins is the executive director, and Richard Wood is the chair of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, as well as the COO of Eagle Datagistics. Welcome, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Happy to be here.
So, John, let's start with you. Tell our listeners about yourself, where you're from, and you know, up until the time that you became the executive director of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance.
Oh, my goodness. Well, to make a long story short, since you mentioned Boston, I like to say we hail from Boston. Went there for a graduate degree in theater. Like many students who went to Boston, fell in love with the city and then stayed. And
what happened to your accent?
I've also lived in a few other places, oh, okay. So I've managed to. And actually, one of the things at Emerson College is you can study accents.
Really?
And you certainly study how to get rid of yours and how to learn some others. We then worked in several small theaters there and sort of worked my way up managing theaters, managed the Tufts Arena Theater, among others, and worked with many small arts and cultural groups, and then eventually followed the jobs and worked for Emerson College and then later for Berklee College of Music, which is the largest college of music in the world. And we were really involved in using the arts for just about everything we did. Left that working for other schools and universities, and again, long story short, came to St. Petersburg for USF St. Pete about 14 years ago, and we absolutely fell in love with St. Pete. We thought this could be the similar, of course it could never be Boston, but this is a great community that you can live, work, and play in.
Mm-hmm. And so weren't you also down in Southern Florida for a while, and then you just couldn't stand it?
Oh,
you had to come
yes,
back.
Yes, we had a sabbatical, shall we say, and I was in Boca Raton for a couple of years as president of the Center for the Arts there, and while that was an absolutely phenomenal experience, terrific job, great people, we really missed St. Pete, the St. Pete vibe. Our home was still here, and so we came back here, and I ended up becoming a consultant for arts and education to do fundraising campaigns and media and marketing.
So is your background also as a performer?
Yes, you're keying in on there was a time back when after I got out of school, fell in love with mime, and for a couple of years I directed Boston Mime Theater.
Wonderful.
And we did talk about jobs. Back then, Faneuil Hall was coming online. Quincy Marketplace was the really hot place for tourism to come. And everybody loved seeing mimes outdoors. So we developed a little outdoor show and performed for a couple of years.
Great. And Richard, so tell us a little bit about you.
All right. Just Make a long story short, as John said.
Listen, you can make your stories long, really.
Oh, stretch it out. Actually, I'm from upstate New York, Rochester, and went to school in Ohio, and from Ohio, college and postgraduate, whatever. Ended up in the career side, going around the country, multiple different cities, Cincinnati, Denver, Memphis, Tennessee, Wichita, Kansas, et cetera. And in that career, I was involved with Holiday Inns and Pizza Hut, Pepsi, as well as the beauty industry, as they say, with L'Oreal. And then our family's been involved with St. Petersburg, vacationing-wise, and going back and forth probably for multiple decades. And I had the opportunity about almost 7 years ago now to join Eagle Datagistics. And we relocated to Clearwater. And then from Clearwater, 3 years ago, we made the super smart decision of relocating Eagle Datagistics to downtown St. Petersburg.
And how do you like it here?
Oh, it's been terrific. I mean, this has been professionally wonderful for Eagle and the team, but also personally the involvement with the community. It's just been an absolutely wonderful move.
So your involvement with the arts and entertainment, I mean, did you have a history? Didn't I hear that you have a you used to be a bass guitar player?
Right? Well, if you go way back there, yes. Let's put it this way. Grade three, I was playing clarinet.
Yeah.
And it moved up to high school. I was involved with a concert band. We won the New York State Music Festival, et cetera. And, of course, rock and roll was really hitting. And so I ended up playing bass guitar and doing a lot of different things that way, yes.
And I hear you have a classic instrument.
I have the classic. I have a Fender Jazz bass that I bought when I was 16 years old. And I'm sorry, no, it is not for sale.
Oh, heck. Well, I can hardly wait. Maybe you'll play it for us sometime.
Oh, that would be a first.
So yeah, let's talk about the Arts Alliance. John, what is the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance?
Well, I'd like to say the Arts Alliance is really an umbrella organization for the arts in, first, the city of St. Petersburg. We've been talking about musicians, actors, fine arts, the arts and cultural community, our wonderful museums. In general, when the economy went into its depression, the arts got cut back. And so what we were trying to do is find a way to create an organization that can help support the arts, an umbrella organization. So it's not just so that if you we raise money, we advocate for the arts, we try to make the case that the arts are an investment. The arts are what drives jobs. And, in fact, we did a survey in 2010 that showed the arts are the fifth largest economy in Pinellas. So we are an arts-driven economy. As St. Petersburg grows and attracts more businesses, as you mentioned earlier, the arts and our cultural community are what create that vibrancy, that robustness of St. Petersburg so that people want to move here. There's a story about that in the paper today of a new firm that's moving here and going into a building downtown. And one of the reasons they cited was the arts and cultural vibrancy of the community.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is important in my work as well. Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot. And so tell me about the locations within St. Petersburg. We have several art districts, right?
Yes, we do. We have, in the last couple of years, as the Arts Alliance has been able to do, as the umbrella, is help bring together different communities on common ground to achieve a goal, a common goal. It's the artist and the gallery owner's jobs to, you know, get people in their store. It's sort of our job to help people come to St. Pete and recognize that they're here. Mm-hmm. If you'll forgive me, as in these beautiful studios, you look out over the water. The sun rises in the morning here on our Waterfront Arts District, and then it continues down Central Arts to the Central Arts District. Mm-hmm. Continuing down Central Avenue, you then find the Edge District, and then past that, you get into Grand Central District. So, you know, and then if you take a left from any of those districts, you end up in the Warehouse Arts District. All of these districts together, all five of them, we're saying represent one arts destination. Mm-hmm. So come to St. Pete, and you can do as you can do in a Boston or a New York or any wonderful walking city. You can walk around, experience the arts, shop, stop, have lunch, have dinner. Mm-hmm. And once a month, all of these arts districts come together for our second Saturday art walk. Not to get into a commercial for them, but if I may, it is once a month, opening night in St. Pete. And recently we asked everybody how many people came, and we recorded about 4,000 visits in one night to about 50 galleries, studios,
wow,
where art is made in the Warehouse Arts District and sold along the other arts districts. So you can walk around and see where the art, public art, we have incredible fine arts here, one of whom I've noticed here at Eagle, you have his artwork here. I think they are known inside St. Pete and outside. We have some world-class public artists here as well.
You're talking about Ayling's work?
Yes, Mark mm-hmm. Ayling's doing terrific work out at MGA Studios. Yeah,
feel free to mention any of the great artists we have here. They really do some great mm-hmm. work. I think mm-hmm. he's involved with the Sundial, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. if you come to the Sundial, talk about public art, you'll be greeted by that great Sundial with jumping dolphins. I may be using the wrong words. Mm-hmm. Forgive me, Mark. But beautifully cast, and they were cast here, designed here, made here, cast here, and they are. You can see them as well. Other artists here have done art that is all over the town. Q Yamamoto has outdoor art. Catherine Woods has some beautiful glass outdoor arts, shall we say. I could go on and on.
And I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about the examples of successes that we have here, regarding the arts. I mean, there's the Morian, mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. Duncan McClellan. If you would, tell us.
Sure. Well, as we've grown, I think we've attracted further more artists. One quick statistic is between 2002 and 2013, the number of writers, performers, and artists who have moved here based on tax returns, and this was provided to me by our chair, by his connections in Kansas City, but we were able to look at where these people, when they came here during that time, and the number of artists, writers, and performers in St. Pete, Clearwater, and Tampa has increased 44%. So I think, like many things, people come where art is made and where they know there'll be a network for them. And then also, the other part of that is these arts have brought some artists here who have become beacons for St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. Duncan McClellan has come here and invested in his work, his life, his art in the Warehouse Arts District, and then others have grown up around that.
Can you tell our listeners about that particular location? Richard, mm-hmm. you've had some, I know, events there and stuff. You're familiar with that?
Yeah, specifically, that's one example, the Warehouse Arts District. You know, it's interesting. We haven't gotten there in the conversation, but the reason I got involved in the Arts Alliance is I have a real passion and a feeling, understanding about how the tech world, the startup world, the IT, really, really has a similar mindset to the artist. And so when we've had events through Eagle Day Logistics or other organizations, we try to put them in the venue or include the artists in those events, mm-hmm. and it really works well. There's a terrific energy about walking into a Duncan McClellan art gallery, and when people leave, they ended up with an etched glass with an eagle on it for our logo and mm-hmm. things of this nature.
And what a fantastic place that is.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's very a great example of the kind of growth that we've had here in the Arts District, and in particular in that one. I mean, didn't he name it, or somebody named it, the Warehouse District recently?
None of these names, per se, really existed 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. The Central Arts District started as the 600 block, which is perhaps a great story in itself, in that during the Depression it was only 4 or 5 years ago that some artists came to a city council, Councilwoman Leslie Kern, and said, can we figure out a way to put art outside the windows on this blighted block of buildings? And she said, why don't we put art inside? And Leslie Kern and fellow council member at the time, Jeff Danner, got together with the artists and literally cleaned out, first spoke to the developer, and cleaned out all those stores, and they rented the artists, and artists came in and rehabbed those spaces, and then the restaurants came in. It's everything you've read about happened right here in the last 5 years, and then up and down Central Avenue from there, it spread.
And I've noticed that there are a lot of murals in that area.
Thanks. I was just about to go there, and then murals have popped up, and I think what has really been wonderful about our elected city leaders and our mayor is that we've encouraged that, sort of gotten out of the way in one, allowing artists to live and work in their spaces in the Warehouse Arts District, and then to also allow the murals to happen and support that. And then when artists come in and do the murals, the taggers tend not to touch them.
Right.
They respect each other's work.
So the city's been very supportive with regard to the arts?
Yes. Unfortunately, there's never enough money to go around, and that's why we're working to help supplement what the city gives. But Mayor Kreisman speaks beautifully on behalf of the arts and understands the value of and public art. We have worked one of the best things about St. Petersburg I found when I moved here is you raise your hand, you get involved immediately. So for the off and on for the last 14 years, I've been involved in the Arts Advisory Committee, which is run out of by the city's Office of Cultural Affairs.
And that's through the chamber, right? Is that through the
chamber? No, actually, that's just the city. The other wonderful piece, thank you, that I really must mention is the leadership of the Chamber of Commerce, St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Chris Steinacher gets it. He absolutely understands us being an arts-driven economy. When you visit the chamber, it is not that stodgy old father's chamber you remember. There are local artists' work on the walls. Student artwork is sold in the chamber welcome area.
Everywhere, too. Other hotels in the area. There's a lot of local artists being featured everywhere, it seems.
You're seeing a number of new businesses coming in. One a week is calling me going, where can I find art? Or what can we? How can we have art across the conversation with the city and with development?
And so are you putting together a program where artists can come here and there's some housing for them too?
That's a discussion that we're having. There are, again, some wonderful spaces. For example, the Morian Center for Clay, which hosts seminars and brings artists in to work with people here, with artists here, and students. Our theaters, we have 7 performing arts theaters here. They bring in actors. So
really?
Where do they all stay? And that is a constant question of trying
to find.
Do you
know the names of those?
Of the theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Put me on the spot for all 7.
Of course.
We have, I'll give you a couple. I will certainly give you a couple because they're so well regarded so that I don't forget them all.
Okay.
But we have St. Pete City Theater, which is one of the oldest community theaters here. Very, very professionally well done shows by many equity actors who have retired here who then volunteer to work there. Uh-huh. We've got American Stage, which is the longest running, American Stage Company, the longest running theater in the Bay Area. And then a new theater called Freefall Theater that's just absolutely phenomenal as well. Those are just quick 3 favorites off the top of my head.
Simple Theater.
And we have a Simple Theater, which is focused on staged readings and new works. Mm-hmm. I just saw something from another new Shakespeare theater coming from Boston, where every year there's all these students who graduate who are going to do Shakespeare like no one ever did it before, you know. We're starting to see that vibrancy here of new theaters popping up and bringing in some new diversity to the performing arts world. We have the St. Pete Opera Company, which is, I think, 8 years old, and every year has run in the black. And, in fact, bought their building in the Warehouse Arts District. And after Art Walk, they also participate in Art Walk. They have an art gallery. So the synergy is really starting to happen. The collaboration is starting to happen. What you're seeing with the Morian Arts Center, is also the umbrella for the Morian Center for Clay, which used to be a train station, and also the...
Where is that?
If you go out to... I don't know their exact address, but it's on 22nd Avenue South, and about...
It's along the path of the bike path, I think.
Yes, the trail goes behind that. And then the Morian also was very instrumental with our previous civic leaders in bringing the Chihuly here. So we have the only Chihuly exhibit outside of Seattle.
Dean, wow. I think the good thing we're talking about here is the spread of the Arts Alliance umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we talked about the performing arts as well as the visual arts. But then also in the spring, John, why don't you give them a little flavor of the literacy that getting involved with? That's going to be very exciting.
In March 7th through the approximately the 14th, we are working on the Sunlit Festival, meaning the Sunshine Literary Festival. Mm-hmm. We're pulling together all of the various literary groups. There's a wealth of I can't say there's... That's the reason, but we're fortunate that we have the Tampa Bay Times here in town, the state's largest newspaper. We have the Poynter Institute here. We have, of course, the wonderful educational institutions, and we have a number of young people who are doing fun things like pub crawls, where you go from pub to pub one night and hear an actor recreate Hemingway, you know, for example, reading.
Really?
We're having Jack Kerouac House is here. They do a Jack Kerouac bike ride. His birthday is in that March. The event is closing with the Antiquarian Book Festival, which takes over the Coliseum on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're opening with honoring St. Petersburg's own poet laureate, Peter Meinke, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the library. And so it's going, running the gamut from our venerable institutions to some really modern hip poetry slam contests and teenage wasteland type wow. things where teenagers write about what they do.
John, you know, I think the big thing that we're excited about while we're here today talking is all of these wonderful things the Arts Alliance sees and the folks that are involved. It creates the jobs, like you were saying, there's 44% more mm-hmm. artists involved. But also, I would imagine, Dean, for what you do every day, it creates people want to be around and involved in this kind of really vibrant area.
Yeah, and they're surprised about what is here.
That's where the jobs come in.
Exactly. And John, I think you mentioned to me there was a survey where there were about 674 nonprofit and for-profit companies employing about 7,000
In the
artists.
Survey that we did in 2010, one of the numbers we were able to come up with from the city was that there were approximately close to 700 businesses, creative businesses, employing 7,000 people. So alone, if you look at the value of the investment of supporting a nonprofit, they and the creative businesses, but the nonprofits at that time, 32 of them represented an additional $25 million that they bring into this city. Visitors come here, and of course you stay in hotels, and if you're going out to the theater, you might buy a new tie or a new scarf. You're going to go out to dinner. You're going to maybe go out for drinks afterward. I was recently at an event at the Dalí Museum, which is really, if you will, at the very pinnacle of the ability to demonstrate the value of the arts. They represent $50 million a year invested in this city from people who come from all over the world to come here. Mm. But that also, that's just the tip of the iceberg, the bottom two-thirds of the iceberg that you don't really think about that often in addition to all of our wonderful museums, is that you want to go down Central Avenue shopping and poke in and out of the galleries. You want to go down to Grand Central on the edge and go to those galleries. And they're actually bringing in two-thirds of the economy and the remainder of those jobs. Those 32 organizations back then represented 519 direct jobs. Every $1 million invested in the arts represents 22 jobs.
Great. And, you know, this brings us to a point where perhaps we get to the interview tip of the week. And I think that in this case, John, you know, with regard to the artists, one piece of advice would you give them if they were looking for a job here in St. Petersburg?
We at the Arts Alliance, in an attempt to try to serve some of that, produce a monthly newsletter called Artbeat, where we list calls to artists, jobs, grants, opportunities like that, including internships, and they can, of course, subscribe to that at no cost as a service. And because of that, people are starting to call us. I got one yesterday saying, I'm at the X Arts Center, and I'm looking for a director of development. Can you help me? And then on the other side, we got one, I'm from a social service agency looking for a marketing manager. Can you help me? So within the arts world, particularly this works in the music business, it's all about networking. Mm-hmm. So that also needs to work as well, and we hope to, and you're seeing our arts districts doing this among themselves, hosting events where they network amongst themselves. For too long, someone comes and might be the director of a theater and a director of a museum and a director of who knows what else, mm-hmm. and they've never met for 2 years. And yet once they meet, you have such wonderful collaborations, such as we have right now with the Wyeth exhibit at the Museum of Fine Arts and the play that was just recently at American Stage.
And Richard, you have a vast business background. What kind of advice would you give someone if they were going to interview for one of your companies you work for?
You know, I was just thinking about what John said there. I've got this artist view that St. Petersburg is like a dot matrix of all different types of experiences going on. It's some people are in silos, so to speak. And I think that the more that they start, I'll pick up on John's comment about networking. It's kind of this fusion of the arts, the tech, mm-hmm. the startup community. Once they get not just socializing, but really interacting business-wise, business development-wise, that's probably the biggest recommendation I'd make for people.
Mm-hmm. And Richard, I'd like to have you talk about the 1 Million Cups Foundation. It's something that you've brought to St. Petersburg, and I want to personally thank you for that. I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing there. And could you tell our listeners what that's all about?
Yeah, matter of fact, I just left that about an hour ago. And just a quick overview, I and four other folks. So let's say the founding organizers, there's five of us. And Kauffman Organization in Kansas City, it happens to be I go back and forth to Kansas City, but Kauffman Organization set up this model where once a week people get together for coffee from approximately 8:30 to 10:30 on a Wednesday. But the key is that there's two presentations, 6 minutes long, of startup folks, and they're sharing, like this morning, I mean, it was really talk about potentially productive, disruptive ideas and innovations. One was about 3D printing, and the other was about the Bitcoin environment. And, I mean, the questions were unbelievable, the interaction. But what happens is you're in a room with approximately 100 people at the greenhouse. Shout out to those folks. Sponsored by coffee provided by Kawa and Rafael, we thank you. And basically, all different types of folks, including the art community, are involved. I mean, Spathos is front row, dead center, and
there was a guitar playing person there.
Fran Snyder is a perfect example. He's got a business model, and he's also now involved with the Tech Garage. Mm-hmm. But St. Petersburg is now part of this community that's national. So Fran Snyder was able to present at 1 Million Cups in Kansas City in front of many hundreds of people. And so this is the type of thing where you get a lot of energy.
And those presentations turn into jobs.
That is correct.
Right? And when you're sitting there, there's usually, what, about 50 people or so here in St. Pete at any one Wednesday. And what do? They give you advice if you present, or what do they do?
Part of it is a challenge, but it's a productive challenge with the questions. The other thing is the informality, the pre-post. As I say, offstage, it's very powerful. You don't know who's in the audience. It could be angel investors, people that want to invest money into it, consultants, mentors, other ideas where you could merge with one of the other ventures.
Right. So that example of that guitar player, they do office visits. And so his example was to visit offices for 20, 30 minutes and do a little presentation mm-hmm. there. And so when an artist like that presents, and then they get feedback, and so they will get jobs from there too, right?
That is correct. And from that, he also has a startup that's a home visit where they actually do performances in the home. So, in other words, how do you get people to work or work more or increase the hours or increase the pay? Or you know, I heard an interesting, I'm still kind of challenged by this, but it's fact. If you take the last several years, all of the companies, this is a Kauffman research project that they did, all the companies of 100 employees or more, which is almost anything you can think of in the United States, any brand, they lost 1 million jobs. And you take all the 0 to 100 employee companies, which are all the startups, they increased plus 2 million jobs. So all of a sudden, the positive growth of jobs in the United States is really coming from startups.
Yeah, definitely. And St. Pete's a perfect place if you're
absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so, John, just a couple more things, just a couple more questions before we end it. Tell me about some upcoming events from the Arts Alliance.
Well, the one I really need to promote is MUSE, M-U-S-E, and MUSE is going to be our Benefit for the Arts, our second one held in the Museum of Fine Arts in the Conservatory. It's not your typical fundraising dinner. We have three things with our event that we like to tell everybody. There's no stiff tuxes involved. There's no rubber chicken dinner involved. And there's no long, boring speeches. So what we do is set it up as a cabaret, and we're premiering emerging talent. We premiered an interactive art exhibit that people actually moved their hands over computers. It was a brilliant mix of art and IT and what could be done. We showcase some of our fine artists there and obviously our performing artists there. And the funds are going to be supporting arts education as well as the other programs that we do, like Art Walk and Art Beat. Mm-hmm. And that's coming up on January 30th. And you can go on our website at www.stpetartsalliance.org and look that up along with the other things that we're promoting. as Richard mentioned, coming up is the Sunlit Festival. Coming up for fun, if anybody wants to come down and experience the arts on December 20th and 21st, we're partnering with Paragon Fine Arts Festivals to present a holiday art show outdoors on our beautiful South Straw Park. Come on down on a Saturday morning and do that, and then walk over to the Saturday Morning Market, which is one of the largest markets in the Southeast, where they have entertainment. And last week had a street performer I was thrilled to see. So
they have, again, it all.
You know,
it really is a great place to visit.
You come here, you're going to move here, and I think that's why when I've made my presentations to a Valpak, to Home Shopping Network, and Eagle certainly understands it, when they're recruiting people from Silicon Valley or New York or IT or Kansas City, they picture old Florida. That's just what they picture. They've only seen postcards and beaches, and yet once they get here and they sense the vibrancy, we've got them, and like me, they move here.
Exactly.
You know, a big thing too, Dean, is to me, this whole being associated with the Arts Alliance, that artists here, this is a huge business development potential for St. Petersburg. I mean, these folks are engaged. They're getting educated. There's a certain sharing of information and experiences. And it's really, number one, they in itself are a very vibrant business development piece to the city. But secondly, when you associate it with the startup folks and the tech people that we work with, you and I do, every day, I mean, that in itself is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And so I want you to, when ending this, I want you to let the people know one more time, if they wanted to check out the website or make a donation, right?
Thank you.
How can they do that?
Just go to our website for the St. Pete Arts Alliance. Just Google St. Pete Arts Alliance, and we will pop up. A very quick story, if I may. Our intern, wonderful, wonderful intern, this is her last week, found out about us when she was in the Peace Corps in the Ukraine, and she Googled the arts in St. Pete, and the St. Pete Arts Alliance popped up.
Cool.
And when she got out of the Peace Corps and came back, she came in to be my administrative intern. Thank you very much, Diana, if you're listening. And I think that shows the international reach the arts has, particularly through the IT world.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I just want to thank you so much for being here today. You both do such great work, mostly behind the scenes, and I think it's important for people to know about you and of course, the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. I hope you'll come back again and visit on Job Talk in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
All right. So my guests today have been John Collins, the Executive Director, and Richard Wood, the Chair of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. I hope they gave everyone a good idea of what the art scene is like here in St. Pete. If art's an important part of your life, you should like what the artists offer to the public here in St. Pete. I know I'm looking forward to going on that art walk pretty soon. So please check out the website at www.stpeteartalliance.org. So next week, my guest is Mike Meidel, Director of Economic Development in Pinellas County. I'm very happy Mike agreed to come on the program. I've seen him around town, and he's someone that's definitely making a difference in our community as well. He'll be able to give us a good overview of the job picture from a county perspective, and I'm sure you're going to want to tune in for that show. So that's next Wednesday at 12:05 here on RadioSt.Pete.com. I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in. You should check out the great music and the local musicians who are also featured here on the station. And there's other interesting programs like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon broadcasts. And Joe did the live announcement recently of Mayor Kreisman about the Rays. So there's a lot of very interesting interviews there. And so you'll check them out on the audio archive section of the website. So you want to look there to listen to all the great shows. There are new shows all the time, and you're going to want to check them out. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or a computer. So check it out. If you like what you hear, hope you'll listen again and tell your friends. If you have any suggestions for guests or have any job-specific questions, please send an email to us at RadioSt.Pete.com. I'll answer your questions on the next program or call you directly. I'll get to all of you who write in, and thanks again for your suggestions. So I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Ari, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all of the Eagles for their help. And I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone in the country, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come and visit. Take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad too. So thanks for listening. And until next time, everyone, take care.
You have been listening to Job Talk with D. Logan. a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSt.Pete.com.